The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
What most people don't understand is where there is division, there is the absence of God.
Coming up, Dr. Tony Evans explores how American Christianity has struggled with cultural diversity over the years and how the church today must rise up to God's call of unity and oneness.
God's not asking you to like soul music. He ain't asking me to like country and western, thank God. what he is
oneness is embraced. Next.
It's a joy to come into your home or wherever you are. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to life today. Tony Evans is with us. He's got a new book called Oneness Embraced. And let me tell you something. A lot of times you will be watching a program thinking about all the load and all the need and all the weight on you in your particular world, and rightly so. Concerned about how can I get help right where I live? And I want to let you in on something that I don't think I realize how fully Dr. Tony Evans grasp this whole picture, because I didn't grasp it. And the fact is, he had gotten it a long time before it even began to dawn on me, and that is the imprint and the impact of God's kingdom on earth through us, through his people, right now. And Dr. Evans has been making an impact, but I really believe the impact that he has made is about to intensify and intensify through what happens to you and what you share. I really do believe that. Dr. Evans asked if I would read this book. Now, he's at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship over in South Dallas, really an area where people face a lot of the weight that comes to many in life, a load that they think nobody notices. God notices, but he notices through people if they'll be available to it. Well, Dr. Evans is. And so we've been friends for a long time. We've been fighting the good fight of faith together, and we've been trying to alleviate suffering and help people. Betty, you know how much I love Tony. Oh, and you know, we've kind of made some treks all the way across the country to the highest places in the land to try to alleviate the suffering and really try to get some sense into leadership on planet Earth. And really and truly, the church, the people of God, are the only ones who can help direct people to wisdom which comes from above. Let me just say this to you. If you get what Dr. Evans is sharing in Oneness Embraced, this is really and truly understanding what God's kingdom power can do right now in your life and in the lives of people you care about. This is an imperative. When Dr. Evans sent this to me, here's how I got it, right here. I got it like this. Now, can I tell you that when, and this is where I got the first part, is front and back on each page. I had to flip them. As a matter of fact, some of the pages weren't even numbered. I had to just go. And you want to know, would I read it? Let me tell you, did I read it? You better believe I read it. Because as I was reading it, I was shouting inside. And let me tell you why I was shouting inside. Because God cares about you. And God has the answer to every challenge and every issue and every pain in your life. He is the one that lifts the load and says, if you'll get in this yoke with me, it's light. And you want to know why it's light? Because the King is carrying the load if you yoke up with him. And he'll lift the load. And he'll use you to lift and lighten other people's loads. So, Dr. Evans, let me just say as I introduce you, this was quite a load to go through like this. If I had gotten it like this, it would have been so much easier. But would you welcome my friend, Dr. Tony Evans, to life today? I'm so glad to see you, my brother.
Good to see you.
I really enjoyed the book, even though it came like this. And you asked me, would I say something nice about it? Well, I said, I better see if it's, you know, worth saying something nice about it. So I plowed right in. And Tony, really and truly, can I call you Tony?
Yeah.
I mean, you worked hard for that doctor's degree.
I know.
I don't want to just have one smooth swoop, just remove it.
Well, just every now, drop it in so I know you remember it.
And nobody else will forget. When you talked about Oneness Embraced, now you and I have been friends for quite a few years, and we've had a mutual respect for one another, I think, before we even got to be, what I'd say, real close friends. Mm-hmm. And we sort of yoked up together with Jesus. But when you talked about oneness, that's so close to my heart, because I really believe Jesus meant it when he prayed that we be one. and you and I have been laboring together to be one. You're black and I'm white, in case some of, I don't know what kind of TV you got, but in full color, we're black and white, and in black and white, we're black and white. But Dr. Evans, you and I have been family and brother, and I'm gonna ask you just point blank, have you ever seen any unkindness or lack of love or legitimate desire to walk with the family on this earth as one and with total acceptance and love for people wherever they are? Have you seen God do that work in my life where it's a love that you would say is not only encouraging but to be encouraged? I need to know.
Well, I have treasured our friendship. I've treasured our relationship because of its authenticity. And because I think we are open enough with each other that if I saw something in you or you saw something in me that dishonored the Father, either in our relationship or our relationship with someone else, we'd be honest enough to say it and respond to it accordingly. So with that kind of authenticity and openness, that allows us to be able to transcend a lot of the things socially and culturally that may get in the way. Our mutual commitment to Jesus Christ and His kingdom allows us to maximize our brotherhood in Him.
Well, it's been a thrill to work with you. Now, you and I have spent some time literally going to see leaders in Washington. We've been a lot of hours together, actually, in the White House. We spent hours, well, we've been in the Oval Office.
Sure.
And one of the things we try to talk about to political leadership is trying to really understand where people live, the real world where they live. A lot of times people will either get in an area where there's needs or pains or problems, and they'll tend to, maybe they don't intentionally do it, but they'll exploit the need and actually, in a way, contribute to their demise and keep them there. And then others seem to ignore or not understand. You and I have tried to help people understand from the highest points of leadership and into the pulpit. Now, what I saw as I read this book, and I want to tell you something, I plowed in. I mean, I read lots of books. I got plenty to do. I wasn't looking for something to do. So when I get into something and I keep plowing, when it's not bound up like this, it's like this, then it's really got my attention. And what I saw was somebody that understood oneness. So I want you to tell our viewers, and you really need to get this, because see what Tony captured, and the reason it's important, it's what's on God's heart. And I've said this recently, and you're on God's heart. But what is on God's heart, when you get in on it, when you get in on His agenda, you'll be amazed at how involved He gets in the agenda of your affairs and what's going on. Just get Him into that situation and just watch what happens. I want you to share with our viewers so they can see it from wherever they're sitting, why what you share in this book is important, not just to the leadership in the church, not just to the people in the community who can make a difference, but to everybody in the community where they need a difference made. Why is it important?
Well, everybody not only lives in this world, everybody has a world, their sphere in which they operate. Unless our spheres, whether they are individual lives, our families, our churches, or our government, comes under the umbrella of God, then it operates independently of God. Once you operate independently of God, then you are no longer subject to the benefits of being under His covering. Mm. And so a lot of individuals, families, churches, and communities operate outside of God's covering and wonder why they're still being rained on when the umbrella of God's kingdom is not overshadowing them. The goal should be to live our personal lives, make our personal decisions under God's cover so we can have God's presence. You lose God's presence when you leave God's kingdom, because God doesn't leave His kingdom to join us. He tells us we must leave our kingdom to join Him and bring all of the issues related to our lives under His control. And the reason why we've got to start personally is that affects everything else. I mean, if I'm messed up personally and I have a family, I will contribute to a messed up family. A messed up family will contribute to a messed up church if they go to church, and a messed up church will contribute to a messed up community, and a messed up community will contribute to a messed up state and country and world. So if you want a better world composed of better states, inhabited by better counties, made up of better cities that are made up of better neighborhoods because they've been illuminated by better churches that are composed of better families, you got to start with you, and you got to be undercover. So it starts with you.
And that's a mouthful, and that's all right here in the book. It's in the book. It is absolutely fabulous. It does start with the individual. And, you know, I'm thinking about Jesus saying, if you want to find life, lose your life in my kingdom covering, my kingdom purpose, and you'll really begin to give life and live life. You give great advice in the book. I want you to help people know, because you and I have been trying to do this. You and I sat in a prayer meeting in a couple of days together with people of various denominations and various parts. We had Catholics in there. We got Protestants. We got many evangelical Christians, some of the largest churches in America, most influential, the biggest television media ministries in the country, all different types. Many of them been taught, whatever you do, you avoid them like pneumonia or the plague or something else. Stay away from them. I don't know that they would spit on them if they were on fire by their training. But we got in the room, and it was a holy, heavenly presence. Nobody had to compromise their diversity or their distinctives. All of us in there probably had something we needed to learn, but I got the feeling by that atmosphere in that room that we could have been taught in that kingdom atmosphere. Now, am I right to interpret that what we welcomed into that setting with all these people who've been taught maybe not to even like each other, much less love each other, can't even take the command, love your enemy, if you consider them an enemy. We just despise, it seemed, but we put them in there, and there was kingdom covering, and there was joy. Is this the presence that you see needing to come in to the whole church world, not compromise convictions, but also racially, this power to bring us together so we can really be a family?
Well, what most people don't understand is where there is division, there is the absence of God. First of all, his character demands it because he's a unified being. There's only one time God has been divided against himself, and that was when Jesus was on the cross. Therefore, sin was involved, not his, but ours. He is a unified being. Whenever he has to compromise who he is to be where we are, he doesn't want to be there. And so as a result, he won't be there in a family. The Bible says if the husband and wife are divided, 1 Peter 3:7, tell the husband don't pray because God's not listening. So it's on a family level. It's on a church level. In fact, it is so important to the church that Jesus prayed the prayer in John 17:21 that the world would only take us seriously when they see oneness. The absence of oneness being embraced cross-racially, cross-culturally, cross-denominationally. But then we've got to define oneness. Oneness is not sameness. Mm-hmm. Oneness is commonality of purpose and goal. When a football team takes the field, you got different players from different backgrounds exercising and operating different positions, but the same goal. They're headed toward the same destiny. What the enemy has been able to do is change our destination, so he creates chaos in the huddle, and we wonder why we can't score first downs. Mm. So it's important that we have commonality of purpose while we exercise differences of position.
What do you think when you hear this?
I mean, I love it, because what I'm understanding you to say is oneness, like you said, is not sameness. I don't have to give up my individuality, my character that God put in me as an individual. And I don't have to do the same as someone else to be part of that kingdom and to...
If you are the same, then you've killed oneness. Mm. I mean, God's not asking you to like soul music. He ain't asking me to like country and western, thank God. what he is asking is that we all come under the umbrella of his authority, and that's measured by two things, spirit and truth. Is it the right heart based on the right biblical information? There can be variations of expression. The key for culture, race, whatever it is to have the adjective in the right place. If I say I'm a black Christian, you say you're a white Christian, then you have black and white as an adjective. The job of the adjective is to modify the noun. So you have Christianity in the noun position and my color in the adjectival position. The noun of my Christianity must keep reflecting the adjective of my color. So I've got to flip it. I've got to put Christianity in the adjectival position, my color in the noun position. So if anything changes, it's the noun of my color, not the adjective of my faith. Because wow. That defines me.
Can your church keep up with all this? I mean, they got to be really tracking. I want to know how anybody with an iPad, right? Or an iPhone or a typewriter can keep up with all of this, for heaven's sake. But I mean, listen, but see, this is the thing I want you to understand. Because, see, I frankly think it'd be really good if you communicated with him. Because if you go, I have an idea this might be on your website. Hopefully it is.
It is.
And if it is on that website, you're going to find about conferences and training sessions. You'll find about a lot of things that not only will affect you, but how you can affect the whole community. Honestly, I think we made a big mistake turning turning the issues and the pain of man simply over to a federal government. And they're confiscating and distributing, and you cover that. I want to talk about that in another program. I'm going to keep Dr. Evans around through the week because I want to talk about some of these things. But if they want to go online or find out how they go on the phone or they call somebody, where would they go?
TonyEvans.org. TonyEvans.org will bring you into the world of our resources, our ministries, our Kingdom Agenda Conference, our Conference for Pastors' Wives, First Ladies Conference. It will show you how we do adopt the schools across racially, across culturally, so you can impact your community. TonyEvans.org.
The book is not just for leaders, though, as I read it. It's just like you talking right here. It's for anybody that says, I want God's kingdom, His presence, His power to make a difference in my world. So it's for everybody that has an issue God is big enough and anxious to meet.
Since everything fits under the kingdom can be defined as the visible manifestation of God over every area of life. So there's nothing that sits outside of the kingdom. So you can bring personally your issues as well as the family, the church, and if the government took the kingdom seriously, our society would be operating better.
But see, you know, it's not likely that the government is going to suddenly adopt someone's theological position or something they would interpret as a theocracy. The way we impact them is when we have the right to influence or choose and to choose certain principles, guidelines, and certain people that adhere to those guidelines. What we've got to do is put principled people under that covering in places, since we get to choose them, we're going to choose somebody. So we need to choose wisely, and we need the people, I believe, under God's control, who won't impose God's will, but will expose God's will and expose us to it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. If righteousness exalts a nation, and a nation wants to increase, become more prosperous, impact its citizens in a positive way, then that means you got to have righteous people in places of influence. And that's what God did throughout Scripture. He would raise up politicians. And it's unfortunate that we've separated politics from the kingdom of God, or entertainment from the kingdom of God, or education from the kingdom of God, and we've let the secular world define it so we get the repercussions of their definitions rather than have God's kingdom kids in those places of influence.
Am I right? And by the way, Dr. Evans has another book. You see the website. I believe it's basically under the title of God's Kingdom Agenda.
The Kingdom Agenda.
The Kingdom Agenda. It is fabulous. And you sent it to me because I got so fired up about what I saw in the kingdom, you sent me a book even bigger than this book. But it was at least, thank you, Dr. Evans, it was in a binder. And let me tell you, it is electric. And so I'm going to ask you this because, see, you salted and you seasoned what's in me. In other words, you watered the seed that had been sown in me. And you've helped me get understanding while I'm reading. And I think I put it out here to this group. I may have just said it to the studio audience before we came on the air. When I brought the kingdom down to just a simple statement, living in His presence in the present.
Right.
That covers it in a brief sentence, like you had a little bit longer sentence. But the point is, this is really what's available to us. It's for everybody. By the way, Dr. Evans, would you mind if I just got a bunch of these books and gave them to everybody watching that wanted to help us help somebody else? If I just went ahead and send it to them to say thank you wouldn't mind me doing that?
I'd love for you to do that.
And all of you appreciate Dr. Evans and what he's sharing in this and in his whole life. His wife, Lois, is up here sitting right there smiling at me. And he's got his daughter, Crystal, over on her left, to the right on the camera. To the left is Priscilla Shower, which you have heard Priscilla. By the way, Beth Moore said yesterday or back Saturday, she said, Priscilla is so awesome. She is just wonderful and just bragging on you. When Beth Moore is bragging on you, honey, you're going somewhere in the kingdom. You know that? And you are such a blessing. Got three of his grandsons up there and Lois's grandsons. We're just glad to have all of you here. Now, let me just say this. Dr. Evans, I want us to talk more this week about the kingdom. I'm so excited about what God is so anxious to do under that umbrella. That's such a beautiful picture. We're basically sharing in our ministry under the basics of life, and that's kingdom life, isn't it?
It is.
And fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. That's basically what I'm going to be talking about for many months, but everybody fits into that. Mm-hmm. And right now, all of you here in the audience and you at home, Betty, our viewers have enabled us to share Jesus and reveal His love in places where people thought no one would ever notice. I want you to look in and just see, hopefully through the eyes of Jesus, a very real need. Your first impression is going to be, turn away. I don't want to watch that. What if you could correct it? What if you could change it for someone in a trap, a pit, in pain, and rescue them? Watch this.
If you see all these places, they look like so-called massage parlors, bars, restaurants.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, it's human trafficking. See the red light behind there? It's all a front, guest house or massage parlor. But behind it, they have little children that are for sale.
Boy, when you see a man walking with a child, you would think that's a family member. In those images, so often it's someone leading a child off to exploit them and take advantage of them. You say, well, James, how would you rescue those children? Well, we find them, and you know, Betty, because you and I have been in those villages up in the mountains where people are so poor that the children and the families are vulnerable to any offer of something that means income, resource, something they've never had. And they will literally trade a child for something that they need, or they will let the child go with someone who will exploit them because they promise them a better life. We can offer them the better life. And when we began to share with our viewers a few years ago the very real need, I can remember as we prayerfully discussed it, I said, I'm not sure our viewers will even watch, much less help. But if I could reach out and take you by the hand and put my arms around you in a warm embrace and look you in the eyes and say, thank you. Because when we saw a need, you extended a hand to say, I'll meet that need, enabling the missionaries and the relief workers to put their arms around those precious children. And we can get those children before they get sold or exploited. And then many of them, when we see them vulnerable on the streets, we're able to communicate and find out they have a need. Sometimes they're orphaned, sometimes they're desperate, but we're able to give them a home. And you've been able to do that. We're having to rent quarters someplace in Thailand, which is the worst place in the world for the sexual predation on children. We've been able to build a beautiful House of Destiny Life Center. It's fantastic. In most of the places in Asia, and many of the names of those cities we can't mention because we'll jeopardize the workers' safety. But in those areas where we're working rented quarters, if you would help, we'd be able to provide permanent quarters. That would be another life center. If you would simply today reach out and dial the number, and take a bank card. And Betty, I know you're praying with me that they will. When our friends take that card and use it like a check, the way it should be used, and make a gift, we're able to give them life and a hope and a future.
And James, it's like you said, if we thought it was hopeless, I could not sit here and watch this. But because I know that with your help and with others, and James and I are able to give too, and we want to, that we can make a difference. We can help these precious children not to have to go through all the, James, the hurt and the pain and never knowing any freedom in their life and never knowing any peace and never knowing that someone cares about them. We can do that through our love and through our gifts to make a difference in their lives. I hope you will join with us.
Well, I pray that be every person watching responding by dialing the number and taking your bank card or go to lifetoday.org and say, here's my gift. Now, please, don't just hope and pray somebody will do it. You be the somebody for somebody there. $128 is what it takes to rescue a child. $1,280, we can rescue 10. there's a level at which you can help. We're sending the beautiful book, The Butterfly Effect, which shows a butterfly can set in motion the power to create a hurricane. Scientific fact. You can set healing streams in motion. And the beautiful bronze, the Father's heart, the heart of our Father. Please make that call or make that gift. Would you do it right now? Thank you so much for doing it.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out. And we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture that demonstrates God's fatherly love for us as His children. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, Betty and I want to say thank you for your help, and if there's any way you can help us rescue 10 of those precious children, those girls, those women that are trapped, we can do it. Make that special gift. Express the Father's heart. Would you do that? Dr. Evans' book, Oneness Embraced, I'm telling you, this is absolutely fabulous. It's for you to read and to pass the inside on. Dr. Evans is going to be back talking with us some more about how God's kingdom coming into your life and you moving into that covering transforms everything. It's incredible. Join us saying thanks to Dr. Evans. Tell me thank you so much. Thank you, buddy. Thank all of you for watching. Tell your friends to watch. We're going to talk about the racial divide and what it takes to bring racial reconciliation and harmony real here.
Tomorrow, Dr. Tony Evans shares his story of growing up during segregation.
They wouldn't serve blacks except at takeout.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.